Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
ESPN 97.5, presented by Zadok Jewelers.
KFNC 97.9 HD2, Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
Houston, standing by, over.
Jeremy and Joe starts now
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
From the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company in the Heights, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe George, Michael Connor here with you, broadcasting live from inside Republic Boot Company. They got some live music going on right now. They'll have some comedy coming up as well, so it's a great day to come on out. They got private events that they can do for up to 200 people with options for food, drinks, valet service, and more. And get some custom boots as well. They've been doing a lot of them.
Hats
today.
Too,
hats?
You get yourself a hat, Joe.
Now, see, I think I can do the boots.
You don't think you can do the hat?
I don't think I pull it off.
I can pull it off. I have one.
I don't know if
I have to
good.
Get it custom made because I have a very large dome.
Yeah, that happens.
Yeah.
Some people have big heads.
It's not good.
I could try it.
I think you should. I mean, look, if you're going to get the boots, you got to do the full look, man.
Yeah,
the
I just don't. Look. I don't know.
Belt
I don't
buckle,
feel
the whole
good.
Thing.
Well, yeah, I feel like you have to go like all in if you're going to do it.
And get you some assless right? chaps too while we're at it.
No, we're gonna pass on that one. Quick note here before we get to some NFL stuff. The NBA has we've been waiting for this a little bit, but and what has happened with all of the gambling issues around the sport. There has been a lot of expectation that the NBA is going to change the way that they do injury reports because you go back to what's been happening, like the stuff that was connected to LeBron that wasn't LeBron, obviously, but it was that at open practices in the morning, he was not participating, that information was being linked to gamblers, so on and so on and so on. So now the NBA is going to start releasing injury reports between 11 a.m. and 1 p.m. local time every day. And they have to update these reports every 15 minutes. I think Adam Silver just created a bunch of new jobs.
Yeah, he has.
Ways that would money. Be the worst.
The worst.
You have to update every 15 minutes.
What's going to change in 15 minutes?
I don't know.
Nothing?
I don't know. But also the NBA is pushing their partners, their gaming partners, to limit maximum amounts that can be bet. Limitations on unders.
Yeah.
Limiting the population of players, which is, you know, why is Jonte Porter able to be bet on? Which, like,
yeah.
I mean, very firmly agree with that it's not necessary to allow that type of thing. Also, eliminate problematic bet types, like bets on an action on a single play, which kind of connects back to what's happened in baseball with Emmanuel Clase and things like that. And look, and there are certain states that have already done this, right? Like, I know a lot more about how Louisiana is operating.
Yeah.
Because of LeBurge. Like, LeBurge and Louisiana in general, they eliminated those problematic bets like a year and a half ago.
Okay.
And they already said, like, when the college baseball stuff started happening, there's a bunch of action on these bets. You can't do next pitch strike, next pitch out ball.
That's so wild. I mean, you got to be some sort of degenerate to be betting on that stuff.
Totally agree. Or getting information.
Yeah.
And that's what they're scared. You can't. It's harder to protect that stuff. So they like Louisiana's already done that. Jeremy and I had a discussion about college props and things like that. Louisiana never allowed it.
Yeah,
you can't bet. There's no player props. There's no Marcel Reed prop this weekend. You can bet on A&M. Can't bet on Marcel Reed over unders, things like that.
Yeah.
And I know, like, for Illinois, what they did was they eliminated state schools immediately. You cannot bet on Northwestern, Illinois, Illinois State this weekend as they go for an FCS championship. Like, those were already removed immediately. So some of this stuff is already being put into place by different states, but the NBA is just pushing for more, which makes sense.
I think, yeah, the player prop thing, it's I mean, honestly, if there was only one place that you could do things like this, it'd be fine if it was just in Vegas at that point.
I think you should be allowed to do it. I think the change we eventually see is player props are eventually removed from phones, from apps.
You have to be in the sports book?
I think you're going to have to be at LaBerge in the book so they can Matt and Russ can have an eye on you.
Yeah.
Or you have to walk to them.
Is this guy taking phone calls
and
the whole
say,
time?
Hey, why is this guy taking this massive, trying to make this massive bet on Jonte Porter?
Yeah.
Like, that to me is where, like, we have to, like, I think that's already on the way.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be a point where it's just eventually player prop bets are going to be removed from the app. Also because once the casinos realize that that could be an option, it kind of gives you a reason to go back. Where, like, Vegas is slowly dying in a way.
Yeah.
Because it's you can do everything on your phone now. Their sports books are empty. And you can now, if you eliminate something that you can't do on your phone, you have to go to the book to do it. It kind of revitalizes the industry in that way, too.
It's probably not a wild thought on your part. But limiting these things in general, for sure, is... I mean, we knew this was going to happen. This is the downside of having gambling become so widespread, is that somebody was going to get got somewhere. Like, players are going to be pushed to do something, and there's going to be a financial benefit to them, and they're going to take that risk. There are people out there that are going to take that risk, and we've seen it happen now.
Yeah, and we'll see. I mean, it's going to keep playing out this way. It's not going to slow down.
No.
There's going to be other problems. We were asked the other day, yesterday when we did our mailbag, about, I think from Eric the driver or someone. Sorry if it wasn't Eric. I almost died there.
Yeah, don't die, please.
About, you know, like, if there's going to be another major scandal at some point, I think there will be. And I don't think it'll take 5 to 7 years. I think it's to me shocking the NFL has not had this yet. It will probably happen.
It probably
at had, some point.
It's been kept under wraps.
Yeah, I mean, theirs was pretty. I mean, I guess they had some betting stuff like that first year, but it was pretty minor.
Honestly. Yeah, like players betting on, you know, stuff on their phone, like you and I.
Yeah, like Jameson Williams got suspended. There were a couple players suspended for betting on the NFL.
Ridley.
Ridley was one of them.
Yeah.
So I guess they're not immune to it. So I guess in a way they were first. But it's been quiet since then at this point. All right, he is Michael Connor. I am Joe George. Last night, great game between the Rams and the Seahawks. It was a huge comeback from the Seahawks, and it now kind of shakes up the entire NFC in the way I think we view it. Because for me, you know, going into last night's game, it was very clear. Like, I thought the Rams were the team. They were the team that is going to represent the NFC.
I still think they are.
In the Super Bowl. I lean that way, too. I'm just more open to the Seattle idea now. I'm kind of in.
I'm not.
You're not? Not at all? I mean, they did get really lucky.
Sam Darnold turns the ball over too much.
He does. And that will probably bite them at some point in the playoffs.
That's the biggest concern. That they just... Yeah, they got Kenneth Walker out there. What, 11 carries for 100-something yards last night?
Yeah.
Give him the rock more.
It's the one thing they do that I don't understand.
Yeah.
Honestly, of why they don't all season long. It was obviously like a big fantasy conversation of why, you know, they're sharing time with him and Zach Charbonnet, when I think Kenneth Walker was always clearly the number one guy.
Yep.
But there's the 2-point play that's
that thing.
Man,
I don't know how that works itself out.
Yeah, it's. I mean, people think you can hear a whistle. I think you can hear a whistle, in which it should be a dead ball, and that play should not have counted. I'm going to be honest. I'm still not totally convinced it was a backwards pass.
I'm not either.
Like, I guess, like, that when they there's different angles they have. I was not watching it that part. I missed that play live. We were at a restaurant last night watching the game on TV. So I kind of missed it as it happened in the moment. But rewatching, I'm like, I don't really know if I agree with the call on the field, but it was an incredible game last night.
It was probably the game of the year at this point, right?
Yeah, I think so. It reminds me of that Rams-Lions game from a couple years ago.
Yeah.
When they went back and forth like that.
Who was that Rams game back in the day with Goff still a quarterback? Was it Rams-Chiefs?
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was one of those two.
Yeah, where they were just like going back and forth nonstop. Yeah. Like, it was, that's why we think.
The Rams last night in the fourth quarter, was it five drives, not a single point in the fourth quarter?
Yeah, they lost themselves that game.
Yeah,
and absolutely. That's where I do think we saw last night a little bit of where they're missing Davante Adams. It was definitely more of a struggle in the red zone. That's been their main target throughout the entire year.
But no, Puka Nacua, he topped off a wild week for himself. Tell you what.
Yeah, he
he's going to need to take a chill pill for a minute.
Dude, he might need to, like,
get off the internet.
The rocks out of his brains.
Yeah, I don't know what the hell. Like, the last, like, 48 hours for him.
It's one thing to...
Was it anti-Semitic?
Yes.
Gesture?
Being gullible.
Yelling about the refs, saying the refs are terrible.
But then he tweets about it after the game.
He tweets about it, and then also his brother's out there stealing Lakers cars.
Yeah, that feels like... We were talking about yesterday. It kind of feels like probably, like, as we learn more information, it might be, like, a harmless prank gone very bad.
I hope, for his case.
But, yeah, Puka Nacua...
In a week.
If S2 tests were a factor in fantasy football, he would not be a first-round pick.
He wasn't a first-round pick.
Well, no, in fantasy.
Oh, in fantasy. Well, yeah.
But now I'm kind of wondering if that's why he was drafted where he was in the fifth round? Because he doesn't seem
He's giving off the vibe of stupid.
Yeah. Yeah. No, he's dumb.
But yeah, he's definitely dumb.
Like
he's a mimbo.
Yeah, there's not a lot of intelligence, I think, with Puka Nacua right now, unfortunately. And thankfully for the Rams, it doesn't really matter on the field, but
nah, I don't care.
Sean McVay was pissed last night.
He should be.
He just find out about the tweet from a reporter at the press conference.
Yeah.
And you could just see him, like, you could see him getting ready to, like, Hulk out, basically, yeah, at the press conference. So Rams are one out of the NFC. I think for me, still two.
I would, too. And I know it's down, like, in the NFC West is down to them. And that division's interesting because the 49ers have somehow kept their record up with all the crap that they've had to deal with. But their schedule down the rest of the stretch is insanely brutal.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know how this is going to play out.
The 49ers and the Seahawks control their own destiny.
Yeah, but can the 49ers win games given, I think they play Seattle?
So they play the Colts this weekend.
The Colts, okay.
Old Man Rivers on Monday Night Football.
Go Old Man Rivers. No, actually, don't go Old Man Rivers.
Honestly, they're not going to make the playoffs, so, like, I kind of want to see them have a great game. Then they follow that up with Sunday Night Football versus the Bears.
Yeah. Your Bears.
And then they play the Seahawks the last week of the season. So if the 49ers and the Seahawks both went out, week 18, Seahawks 49ers is for the West and potentially for the one seed in the NFC.
Yeah.
Are the 49ers your third? Who's your second team in the NFC?
I probably would go with the Seahawks.
To make the Super Bowl?
I don't like the 49ers.
I don't either.
I don't like your Bears. I think your Bears are respectable. I just don't like them to go deep into the playoffs.
Honestly, like, I'm fine with that. I'm not gonna.
I just think it's more of a first year coach, you know, quarterback who's still got to go prove it a little bit longer. That's why I wouldn't pick
them. I mean,
that.
Now look, if they make a run here,
they could.
Like, their schedule is Packers, Niners, Lions. So, like, if the Bears were to go 3-0. I think they're number two behind the Rams. Even if they go,
I would agree.
If they go 2-1, I think they're the number
two. You feel
better
about them.
Yeah, and even if that loss is to the Packers, if they beat the 49ers and then beat the Lions, I think they're the number two team.
I still like the Packers and I still like the Lions. I don't love them. They both have flaws, but I still like both. I know you hate Jordan Love. I still like Jordan Love.
Yeah, I'm not a Jordan Love guy. I'm not really a believer.
That conference is a crazy show.
And then the AFC is a crazy show. And let's talk about that on the other side, because we got a lot to get to. Where do the Texans fall in your overall Super Bowl power rankings as we head into a weekend in which they're going to crush the Las Vegas Raiders? We'll talk about that a little bit on the other side. We'll talk about where the Texans fit as you head into the final three-game stretch of the season. We'll get to that next here on ESPN 97.5, broadcasting live from Republic Boot Company.
ESPN 97.5.
We're back with Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company in the Heights. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Back here on ESPN 97.5, Joe George, Michael Connor, broadcasting live inside Republic Boot Company. See ya. Looks like some custom boots getting made right now.
fitted, man.
Get them fitted. Well, that's why they're custom.
I've never had custom. I got to get custom.
Yeah, well, you're criticizing me for not even having them, and you don't
I have
custom?
Multiple pairs. I just never had them custom fit, I should of all people. I've got a huge foot. I wear a size 13, and it's flat. I should have custom.
Honestly, like you're giving me grief for not having them at all and being in Houston for 11 years. I feel like that means
You can't give me any grief though. I've born and raised had a pair in my.
That's what I'm saying.
In my closet,
I feel
my
like
entire
born
life.
Born and raised that you know, in your early 30s, feel like you should have your own custom pair.
You want to hook it up?
I could try.
I mean, I'll do it.
What would happen with wifey if you came?
I'll
home?
I'll do spots for you.
What would happen with your wifey if you came home with a pair of custom boots today?
She'd go, "You bitch," but then she'd also be happy for me,
and not a pair for her.
Yeah, only if I didn't pay for them. If I paid for them, she'd be like, "What are you doing, Michael?"
All right. So, where do the Houston Texans? Where do you think they rank right now in Super Bowl odds?
Oh, it's got to be top 10
yep.
for sure.
They're tied for sixth.
Okay.
Right now. So the Rams and the Seahawks, who we were just discussing, are the top two teams.
Yeah.
Plus 425 for the Rams, plus 500 for the Seahawks. Broncos are next. They're the first AFC team to show up.
Number one Bronco hater in the world right here.
Followed by the Buffalo Bills. Jeremy Branham, not here today. He's the number one Josh Allen hater
in the world. I don't think they're real either.
Followed by the Eagles, which surprises
they
me.
They are definitely not
who
real.
Who are tied with the Houston Texans at plus 1,100.
They're not even in my thought process of being able to win the NFC.
To win the Super Bowl this year. To your point, the Bears are plus 3,000 also.
I'd take the Bears over the
way
Eagles
down the list. There's teams who are not going to make the playoffs who are in front of them.
What
like
are we
the
doing
Baltimore
then?
Ravens. Well, I think the Steelers win the division.
I'm with you there.
But so that's how the Vegas odds have it shaken out right now. Where do you put the Texans in the AFC?
AFC, for me at the moment, I think that the Texans have the second best odds.
I think it's Bills number one?
I would just give the respect to the Bills because Josh Allen is an MVP and he can be an MVP at any moment and he can make things happen. I think if it came down to Texans-Bills, now obviously in all likelihood, I don't know what the Bills' schedule is down the stretch. If you face them on the road, that's going to be very difficult. The Texans played them at home. Let's just say it somehow miraculously became a Texans-Bills AFC Championship game at home. The Texans go to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You're not getting me off that one at all. Their defense is too nasty. That building would be rocking way too loud for the first time ever for a chance to go to the Super Bowl. I'd pick them in that scenario. On the road, I think the Kansas City win, even if Kansas City's down, I think it did a lot for me that they can get out on the road and win a game in a tough environment. To believe to where they can do it. So for as much concerns as I still have offensively in some areas, which you should, and I think you will all season long, I've never been this high on the Texans' chances of winning the conference.
Yeah, I mean, the defense is the best in the NFL.
Yeah.
It's one of the best defenses we've seen in the last 25 years.
Are you at all concerned that they went through a game this past weekend, and I think even the game before, that since that Bills game, the pass rush has almost been non-existent.
It hasn't been great. Will Anderson doesn't have a sack in the last three games. There's an impact there, but you're not seeing the numbers from these guys. I'm not concerned because we know what the talent is.
I'm with you.
It feels like they're just in a little bit of a rut. Now,
they've also lost a lot of bodies on that defensive line.
They have, and they lost more. They lost Mario Edwards Jr. now with a torn pec. He's out for the season.
Yeah.
And you're just kind of filling gaps, right? Like we're going to probably – Will Anderson got a little banged up in the last game. Huh? For Wi-Fi? Oh, Sam. Okay, Sam needs my phone. She's stealing my phone away.
You know.
She's a thief at this point.
Just don't look at his messages.
There's nothing fun in there.
Not mine either. My wife goes to my phone. I'm like, you're going to see nothing in there.
The only thing you'll find in my DMs right now is Sean Mapes sending me a alcoholic drink that we should try this weekend, see if LaBerge will make it for us.
Congratulations.
Apparently at the Bears-Packers game tomorrow, they're doing a hot cocoa infused with Malort and Amaretto.
Nothing like some hot cocoa when it's 80 degrees out.
No, well, yeah, I was like, we can't try that here. It's
gonna be
2 degrees there. Like, I think the Texans, so I'm with you where if the Texans are at home, I'm taking the Texans to go to Super Bowl this year if it's against the Bills. If it's in Buffalo, I'm taking Buffalo.
Are they going
to
win the division?
I think they are. I'm on the ESPN playoff predictor right now because I like to double check my work. If the Texans win out, which I think they will.
I think they will.
And Jacksonville loses this weekend, reminder, to the Denver Broncos. Both teams end up 12-5. The Houston Texans win the AFC South. Now, there are other scenarios where, like, yes, Jacksonville can lose other games and the Texans can still win the South. But, frankly, I don't think anyone believes Jacksonville is going to lose to Phillip Rivers or maybe Anthony Richardson.
They're not playing Anthony Richardson.
Or Cam Ward and the Titans. Like, Jacksonville's going to win out this year besides the Broncos game. Like, that to me, that's the game to watch.
It Jacksonville is the most, also super fake.
Yeah, I agree. I'm not a believer.
Trevor Lawrence.
I'm not a believer. And we went through some of this yesterday. I'm not a believer in them at this point. So there is a path to where the Texans, you know, don't win the South. But to me, it's like we all know the Texans are going to win this weekend against the Raiders.
The question is, will they cover that 14.5?
I picked them too when we did our picks
yesterday.
I think
it's an easy cover.
It's a big number. Like I don't really care who's out there. Stingley and Woody Marks did return to practice today in a limited capacity on the side. So it's one of those where, like, I don't know. If they don't cover, I don't really care. I know there's the old adage of good teams win, great teams cover.
Yeah.
It's such a big number. I'm not going to throw a tantrum if they don't cover 14.5. This weekend, but what I'm looking
for... They covered the number last weekend against a bad Cardinals team. I think they'll cover it against an even worse. Have you seen any of the Raiders this year?
They're awful.
They might have the worst offensive line I've ever seen.
Brian can back me up here. I've been on Geno Smith as the worst quarterback in the NFL since week four.
Yeah, it's up there.
He's
terrible. And I think in large part, it's not... I mean, yeah, it's his fault he throws some of those passes, but if you watch them, like, he has no time. He literally takes two steps back in that pocket, and there are guys in his face.
Yeah.
They have the worst offensive line I've ever seen put together.
Yeah, the only thing I'm looking for this weekend is I want to see how they handle the game plan against Brock Bowers. Because Trey McBride was awesome. He's the best tight end in the NFL. I think Brock Bowers is number two right now still. So how do you handle that? Because I would imagine the Raiders are going to be attacking. I don't want to see Henry Toto guarding Brock Bowers like he was McBride. I know some of that's a zone matchup kind of thing that you're dealing with. But that to me is the only thing I'm looking for this weekend with the Texans is like, how do you handle Brock Bowers? Because you're going to play Aronde Gadsden, who was good early in the season for the Chargers. You're going to play with Tyler Warren in week 18. And, you know, if you match up with the Bills, even though they did a good job last time, like they've got two good tight ends. That to me is the only as long as they don't choke this weekend, I feel like the only substantial thing that, and maybe the pass rush to your point of like, I'd like to see them get home quite a bit against Geno or Kenny Pickett.
I said this on our Locked On Texans squad show that we do every week, a couple times a week, and after the games, the Locked On Texans YouTube page. I think that they're going to beat the number that they had against Josh Allen. What was it, 8.5?
I think so.
I think they get 10 this weekend.
You think they're going to get 10 sacks this weekend?
I think they're going to get 10 sacks this weekend. That's my prediction for the weekend. 10 sacks. Write it down. Do whatever you do. Jeremy can use me for Bad Take Boulevard. Yeah, one of you can. 10 sacks this weekend against the Raiders. I think the Raiders are that bad.
I need to see if Allaberge this weekend.
Can you get that number?
If I can get a number on anything.
Just go make them make it happen. Give you some money.
Let's see. We'll find out on the other side. I'll find some defensive props for this one and see if I can find that number and see how much cash you could win this week. All right, he's Michael Connor. I am Joe George. Which NFL coaches are getting that lump of coal, a.k.a. getting fired under the tree? We'll get to that next year on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
ESPN 97.5. This is Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company in the Heights. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe George, Michael Connor, here with you on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Broadcasting live from Republic Boot Company. Get your custom boot gift certificates right now. Come on up. Look, they've been fitting people all day. Yeah. They just got done with one.
Still enough time to get your boots, maybe.
Really nice chair.
Nice chair, yeah. Lighting and everything.
Take some photos before we leave. I'm stunned that Samantha has not made me get in that chair yet.
Why?
Take pictures in
she takes pictures of you? You're a male model now?
We're just models for her.
That's true.
She makes us do everything. The other thing she makes us model is our food.
Okay.
So there's a rule.
Shoving it down your gullet?
No, just like whenever.
Holding it in front of your face.
Just basically when we're at LaBerge.
Yeah.
Brian orders food. I order food. She stops the waitress.
Oh, she goes with you? You make her go over
she's
there?
She's she. Okay. Okay, it's a fun trip.
Okay.
Make her go to a casino for free. Yeah. Oh, damn.
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
Freebies and radio. Who doesn't love those?
She stops the waitress, takes our food to take photos of it, and then gives it to us.
I got something she really needs to do to you guys, but I'm not going to tell you what it is.
That's mean.
I'll tell her away from you.
I don't like that. Remember, I'm her boss.
Oh, I think it's going to be great. I need the video evidence of it.
Oh, she's going to start eating our food?
No. You'll find out.
My son got really mad at me the other day for the first time. I started doing dad tax.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. He asked for a little bag of fruit snacks. I opened it for him.
Took a couple.
And he watches me just reach my hand in there. I took one. I took one fruit snack. I'm not being greedy. But if you're going to make me go up to the pantry and reach up high, I'm 5'6". But we got to keep it out of his reach. And I got to open it. I'm taking one.
That's me with just in general, just bodying kids for something.
Yeah.
Like my nephews, my wife had cookie exchange the other day at work. Came home with a ton of cookies. And my nephew thought he was going to get these sugar cookies that I had my eye on. I literally said, no, you're not, sir. I'm a 35-year-old man in this house. You are 16. Guess who is eating that cookie?
Yep,
that's going to be me.
My son was very upset with Halloween when I started taking out the stuff I like.
I do that to them, too.
Well, he's like,
give me the Reese's peanut butter cups.
I just told him, I was like, dad tax. I'm dad.
Yeah.
I get first dibs. You're here because of me.
It's good to be that guy.
Yeah.
He'll get to do it one day.
The Houston Astros also just officially announced the trade. Again, Mike Burrows from the Pittsburgh Pirates, the pitcher, has been traded to the Houston Astros. The Astros send out Jacob Melton and right-handed pitcher Anderson Brito to the Tampa Bay Rays, and a bunch of guys from Tampa going to the Pittsburgh Pirates in a three-team trade. And now we wait and see what the next move for the Houston Astros is.
I'm going to guess this, Joe. Young, controllable starting pitcher.
Yeah, which is good. I think they need it. They need young guys who are cheap. You know, like the guys they invested in, a lot of them have gotten some inflated contracts and haven't pitched very well. Christian Javier is one of them. He's been banged up, obviously. I think he had moments last year I was really impressed. And I was like, okay. So the third pitch that you and I used to talk about all the time that he needed, we saw that show up last year sometimes. So now we just kind of wait and see if he can stay healthy and go back to being the old Christian Javier. Oh. Because to me, like, he's the X factor for the Astros this year.
I'm with you. Hey, Dana Brown, by the way, did have something to say about Mike Burrows that they
what
got
say?
Today. He said he's an upside play. The Astros feel that he can be a pillar in our rotation. Brown said that the Astros plan on adding a two-seamer to Burrows' arsenal.
Okay. Upside play.
Yeah.
Feels like that gives a hint of, like, realism a little bit with this move.
They see something that they can tap into.
Right.
Sounds like the Astros.
Who's getting coal under their Christmas trees this year from the NFL? Who's getting fired?
We've got, I think, Pete Carroll will, who's in town.
Really?
Yeah.
He's going to be a one
like
and done.
He's 73 years old.
Yeah.
It's been terrible.
Brian, just a quick side note. The lights just flickered, so it's just something to be aware of. Pete Carroll was an interesting one. I mean, he has fired his offensive coordinator.
Yep.
His special teams coach.
Offensive coordinator he wouldn't let be the OC.
Yeah.
I thought that was the most interesting thing. You brought in this guy to $6 million a year, and you didn't let him do his job.
Yeah, you gave him the playbook of what it was going to be.
He said, hey, we're going to run these plays we ran in Seattle forever.
So he's already fired two coaches, which is typically like a sign of things to come.
Yeah.
Is when you start firing assistants and guys like that, typically like there's another
it's
move
the Raiders.
To happen. It's the Raiders. It's Tom Brady. Like, is he going to want someone else? Like, who is he going to want to bring in? Is he going to have, like, a lot of patience? Now, that roster is terrible.
It's god awful.
That's why I think you can keep Pete Carroll if you want.
You can, and you delay it, what, another four games next year?
Honestly, like, the roster's so bad, like, I think having an adult in the room can help a little bit.
Might.
Because, like, what are you going to do? Like, what young coach is
going
to say?
Is he still, like, teaching classes at USC on the side?
No, I don't think so.
Okay, good.
Unless it's, like, a summer class.
All right.
What about Mike McDaniels? You think he makes it?
Yeah, I do.
You think he's back next year?
I think he does.
I thought I was yes until what's transpiring now. Where like Quinn Ewers is going to start at quarterback this weekend.
Yeah.
Hook him. It feels desperate in a way to kind of salvage his job. They've already fired the GM.
They're going to be bad next year no matter what.
Yeah. I think they're going to move on from two. I don't know how they're going to do it. I think they're going to find a way.
Yeah, they'll find a way.
Aaron Glenn.
He'll be there.
See, I'm not so convinced.
I just think they're such a mess. They'll run it back for another year. I mean, they've had all those bad coaches
a ton of times.
I don't think they've ever done a one and done, have they?
No, I don't think so. And that's kind of why, like, I'm I'm not so sure.
But they kept Adam Gase for like multiple years.
I know. That's true. What about Kevin Stefanski?
I think he's finally out.
I think so too. So that's two. So that's one that we fully agree on.
Okay.
Zach Taylor.
I think with the way that Joe Burrow's been talking, he's out.
I agree.
They're going to try to appease Joe Burrow.
I agree.
Yeah.
I think Zach Taylor's out.
But I'm going to say, I think that is the story of the offseason.
Joe Burrow?
If I was the Bengals, or if I was Joe Burrow, I would want out.
I don't blame you. Like, you're with the cheapest owners.
Yep.
And you've also, you gave your quarterback too much power. And he got his guys paid. Chase and Higgins both get paid.
Should only pay Chase.
But now they're stuck. Trey Hendrickson's going to walk in free agency. The worst defense in the NFL is going to get worse.
Yep.
And they're in a bad spot. So I think Zach Taylor's out. That's two. Obviously, the Titans already have an opening.
Right.
Obviously, nothing else in the South or the West. So that's so that's three total in the AFC, one that's already open.
What about
in the moment?
I know he's going to make the playoffs, but there's so much noise around it.
I think Mike Tomlin gets fired the day he misses the
I don't think he ever gets fired. I think it's a seat we're going to part.
Yeah, I could see that. And then we have the Giants opening, so that's two already open, four that we think will then in total be open so far. I don't think we see anything else in the NFC East. The only, like, Matt Eberflus is going to get fired.
That's DC
from the Cowboys. Nothing in the North. That's all secure. Anything in the South? What about Raheem Morris?
Out.
I'm with you.
When you already have the owner putting it out there, got Ian Rappaport running it a couple of weeks ago, that he's going to evaluate everything. Guess what that means? He's firing his head coach, and he's starting over
That
again.
Word evaluate is, like, preemptive to fire.
Adios.
And then Jonathan Gannon, I think, is the other one that's out.
I could see him not being
I will miss that song, that clip.
Is that him?
Yeah. That was when he met with...
Explosives. Explosives. You can run.
Brian, was that Hollywood Brown he was talking to?
No, it was actually, I think, Kyler.
Was it Kyler?
Okay.
When he started doing
I could see him not being out just because we watch them play. They have clearly not quit on him. That and the owners out there, same kind of story. Like,
yeah.
They're not the world's greatest owners.
No, I think the quitting part does matter. And, like, I don't think Kyler will be their quarterback next year. So
it'll be delaying it, just firing him later.
Unless you, like, want to see what he looks like with, like, a better quarterback than Brissett and a better quarterback than Kyler. I just don't know who that's going to be. Brian, we miss any teams, you think? I think we got everyone that, like.
What about Andy Reid? I'm not saying he's getting fired.
Like, retired?
He walks away?
I don't think we're there yet.
I don't think you go out on that note.
No, I think we're a couple years away still from Andy Reid.
He's what, mid-60s at this
point? Yeah, I don't think we're super close to that. He just
I don't think he
extension.
Wants to go out on this season.
Yeah, I don't
yeah.
Either.
And now,
I just saw somebody had something in a story somewhere about could this be the year Andy Reid walks away? Or
now, everyone always says they want to walk out on top.
Yeah.
Very few people get to do what Jerome Bettis did.
Well, I mean, like, you see it. We saw it with Dusty Baker here at the Astros. Like, Dusty could have just walked off into the sunset right there. Guess what? That ego gets in the way, baby.
Yeah.
You want to keep that thing going, and you stay. You do it again until they say, okay, it's time to go.
Yeah. I don't think Andy Reid's going out like this. I think Travis Kelce's going out like this.
He's gone. He doesn't need to play anymore. He's washed.
Yeah.
I mean, I know he's got like 7 or something yards this year. He's like third or something in receiving yard, but like he's not a threat out there like he used to be.
No. He's slow. He's not good.
He can go make dumb documentaries with his dumb soon-to-be wife. Worst freaking people in the world. I hope they both get a big old massive lump of coal in their stockings for Christmas.
I saw this clip today from her documentary, and it was her and, like, her crew.
She's the most untalented musician since the Beatles.
Watching. Jeez.
Oh, I'm here for the slide. I will do it all day.
I don't have a problem with the Taylor Swift singer.
She's horrible. She's got no talent.
I don't appreciate that.
No
Beatles
talent.
Slander.
Oh, I don't like the Beatles either. They suck.
I know. We've had this conversation before. But there's this clip where she is watching a Chiefs game, and she's got like her crew with her, like, and there's like a massage therapist and just like all these random people that she's with, and the amount of fake cheers and claps every time Kelce touched the ball from the other people.
Yeah.
Outside of her, it's very funny to see. Like, it's very awkward, all of it that's happening. All right, he is Michael Connor. I am Joe George. We are broadcasting live from inside Republic Boot Company. They got a little comedy show going on right now. They'll have some music coming back, I think, at the top of the hour as well. All right, when we get back, let's do some Christmas talk here, okay? Real tree? Fake tree. What's the best one? What's the one you go with every year? We'll get to that next year on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2. Look, if you don't want a lump of coal under your tree this year, a.k.a. a 7-year car loan, D&M Leasing can save the day for you. Right now, you can call them at 713-290-1000 or check them out at dmautoleasing.com and start speaking with a leasing agent today. Someone that's probably been there for 10 years. That's what the average of their leasing agents have been there, their managers, for an average of over 20 years. This is a company that's been in business since the VHS has been invented. I learned that this week.
The what?
The VHS. Remember those? You had to rewind all of them. So they've been around for a long time. So if you've never leased a car before, this is the company to go to because they're going to walk you through that process from beginning to end. They're going to make sure that the lease that you sign up for is the right one for you. New cars, used cars, they got it all that you can get through them. And if you know what car you want, you can get that thing within 24 to 72 hours, and they'll bring the car right to you, to your house, to your work. They'll bring it to you while you're at lunch. So if you're getting a little gift for someone for Christmas, you don't want the wifey to know that she's getting a new car that's leased from D&M Leasing, have her bring it by while you're out here at Republic Boot Company. But check them out right now, dmautoleasing.com, or call 713-290-1000 and tell them ESPN 97.5 sent you by.
Do you have the ESPN Houston app? Download it now in your app store.
You're listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company in the Heights. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Joe George, Michael Connor here with you. Congrats to Eric, who won the A&M tickets earlier today.
Good luck tomorrow.
Enjoy the game. We'll be broadcasting live tomorrow. Myself, Sean, and Brian.
I'm so happy we got a full day of college football playoff.
I hope
that they're all good competitive games.
Well, see, the nice part is that when, you know, Oregon is dog walking JMU, you can watch the Bears and the Packers.
Oh, I forgot that's one of the games tomorrow.
Yeah, we got Bears Packers at the same time. And if the other game's bad, Rockets Nuggets is at 4:00.
It's true.
So it's like,
you got options.
You know, you got some windows there where, like, if one game's bad and it's over by halftime, which they will be, you got some options there. So going to be a big day. We'll be tomorrow. The bullpen, our show, is going to go on the air as soon as the Aggies postgame show ends. So somewhere between like 3 and 4 o'clock.
Can they bring Dave South out of retirement for this one?
That'd be awesome. Just bring him out.
Yeah.
For one game, or maybe wait till the title game.
We got a guy, and that other guy's got the ball, and that touchdown Aggies.
I miss him.
Brian McTaggart just tweeted this out.
Are you talking about all the options for the Astros rotation?
Yeah.
There's 13 on that list.
So, Tag just tweeted out, Astros option for 2026. Hunter Brown, Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti, Lance McCullers Jr., Jason Alexander, J.P. France, Mike Burrows, Nate Pearson, Ryan Weiss, A.J. Blueball, Colton Gordon, Ronald Blanco, Hayden Wesneski.
And in all likelihood, at least 3 to 4 of those names will be injured at some point during the
year. Blanco and Wesneski are estimated at this point for July and August.
Yeah.
If this is
with the Astros timeline, hold your horses there. Just we're talking late September at best.
Not the season. Let's just work off this list. We'll do the tree stuff in the next segment. The Astros, let's say they make no more moves.
Okay.
This is your options. These are your options. And there's someone missing on this list, too, I would add.
Who?
Yololo.
Oh. Yeah, I mean, I guess he's getting a look.
I don't think he cracks this list because of how long it is. But if he's really
Is Arrighetti good to go from the start of the year?
Yeah, it looks like it. I think Tags would have included that.
Yeah,
in
you're
tweet.
Probably right.
What's your five?
Brown,
from this list?
Javier, obviously.
Yep.
Arrighetti.
Yep. Burrows.
Burrows.
Locke. That's four. Who's the fifth guy? Lance?
No.
It's definitely not J.P. France. I don't think he's on the team.
I think you're going six-man rotation, honestly. With this many arms, I think you're going six-man rotation. I don't think it's a five at this point. I think you're preserving arms as much as you can this season.
So Hunter Brown, Christian Javier, Spencer Arrighetti, Mike Burrows. Then I think it's regardless the next guy on this list, the fifth starter,
Pearson and Weiss are the favorites.
I think it's Blue Ball. I think Blue Ball's the guy. I think he wins the job in spring.
He's Man, the fifth. That's I think bad. You spent some money on a couple of guys, even though it's not significant money.
Well, Pearson pitched for the Cubs last year in the bullpen.
Okay.
Like, he did not start, a single game for the Cubs last year. He only made a couple appearances. But, and then Weiss also has done a lot of bullpen work. So I think both those guys, that's your sixth. That's your sixth person that, it's White. It's Hunter Brown's day. He haven't had a day off. So he's going to be on schedule, right? So you want him to pitch on that fifth day. So instead of Weiss or Pearson starting, you go to Hunter Brown, and then that person is your long relief in some capacity.
And some of these guys have to factor in the bullpen here.
Because
the bullpen.
ESPN 97.5. Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and 97.9 HD2.
Broadcasting live from the Mobile Huntington Bank Studios, located at Republic Boot Company in the Heights. Here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Sorry about that. Someone stepped on our cord and unplugged us. But we're back.
We got kicked out by a boot at a boot place.
Yes, we did. Joe Michael here with you. So 6 o'clock broadcasting live from Republic Boot Company. Who do you think factors in as we continue that conversation of who are of these 11 options ends up being more of a bullpen? So do you think Blue Ball is more of a bullpen guy? Is the vibe I was getting from what you were putting down?
Yeah, you know what? I think the biggest question mark is, and they've done this in the minor leagues fair. We saw them do it a little bit last year, the big league level. I mean, how much do you think they piggyback some this year?
I mean, it makes sense.
I think it makes a ton of sense.
Especially when you look at some of these arms.
They wore out their bullpen, too. Now, I know there's a dangerous game with that you're playing, because then you've got a guy that's in the bullpen for 4 or 5 days that, isn't available to you.
Well, the problem is that some of these guys you have to, right?
Yeah.
Like, who do you trust to not have to piggyback right now? Hunter Brown. I would put Arrighetti in that category, right?
I wouldn't yet. That's me.
I mean, maybe every other start?
He was starting to get that way a little bit. Early in the year, he was starting to get a little bit deeper.
Yeah.
But I still got to see an extended stretch of it.
But, if it's Blanco later in the season, but, McCullers early in the season, if he makes your rotation, that's someone that, you have to, be prepared to piggyback with a little bit. Especially because I do think one thing that's important to put out is Joe Espada and Dana Brown, one of the things they actually are aligned on so far this offseason, because as Jeremy and I have talked about a lot, is they're not aligned on anything when they speak to the media, is acknowledging that they don't want to use Abreu and Hader in 4-out-plus situations.
Should never do it again if they don't have to.
Yeah, I don't think until you are in the critical part of your season or until you're in the postseason do you need to be doing that. To me, there are other options. Now, if you're desperate in a game,
it doesn't need to be June 2nd, and here's Josh Hader for a 5-out save.
Yeah, especially if it's, the A's.
Yeah.
If it's like the Mariners, you can sell me on it a little bit.
Yeah.
A series that's actually going to matter for you at some point this year. I'm not. So, that's where it's, that means you have those guys. That's two innings. I don't know. It's going to be fascinating. I think piggybacking, six-man rotation, maybe it's kind of a combination of that, as we were talking about, where it's hey, Nate Pearson's going to be your sixth guy / piggyback guy.
Yeah, or this guy's going to give you two innings. Maybe that's what they're looking at. Some of these guys is hey, he's a two inning reliever.
Yeah, and that'd be and
then
help
you're available a couple of days later.
Yeah, you're available 3 days later instead of maybe the next day. So I think they have a lot of options.
My biggest question of all those guys that you mentioned is, I kind of look at it as, I know you talk about which guys you trust to piggyback. Which guys do you trust to go out and give you six innings consistently? Because to me, that's the bar. Hunter Brown's become that guy. And I really think that's what they're missing. You're losing that and obviously not having Framber Valdez.
Mm-hmm.
I know that these guys can give you five. I feel like almost every guy on this list is going to consistently give you five. That five's not good enough. You got to be getting six out of guys. And then you got to have multiple guys in your rotation that are going out there multiple times a year and giving you seven. And right now they have one guy.
Yeah, it's the biggest, can the Astros make a World Series run again this year? That, to me, is the ultimate reason why there's a giant question mark. It's just how do you pitch in the postseason if you have one guy that can get you deep into games? Because I don't think your bullpen's deep enough on paper to get you there. Now, that's where I think some of this surplus, that's where I think they need to use the surplus, is there are teams who have good bullpen pitchers who are terrible, who need starters, and they would gladly take someone that you have in your cluster of players for a bullpen arm and strengthening your bullpen that way. Like, that to me is the next step here for the Astros in the offseason, is add to your bullpen from your surplus, whether that's in, I guess, the rotation, the outfield, or the infield. Like, that to me is the number one priority, is trading for bullpen arms, because I don't know if you're going to get that guy who can give you the 6 or 7 innings that you're talking about.
Could you add to the bullpen while also subtracting to the bullpen?
Josh Hader?
No, I don't think he's movable.
Okay.
Ryan Abreu is a free agent after this year.
I mean,
can you move him and then add a bunch of other pieces to, you know, kind of fill that gap?
I don't think so.
He would have value.
Yeah, he would have big-time value.
And he's also going to get paid a bunch of money that you aren't about to pay him in the offseason.
I don't think you can, just because I don't think you can replace him through a move.
I mean, you make your bullpen so weak. Because right now,
Brian Abreu
personally drives me nuts because he walks way too many guys.
Yeah.
And it just is so infuriating to see him come in and just walk guys immediately. But the numbers are the numbers. His numbers are elite.
They are.
He gets outs like crazy.
See, I think for the long term, like, I would rather try to find a dance partner next offseason for Hader. I'd rather lock in Abreu and then find someone for...
I don't know. I don't trust him. I don't trust Abreu like that, to give him money and then to be a... I don't trust it.
That's fair. Like, I would. As I also think he's not going to command, like, the top market value. Now, if he gets open free agency, he probably will.
I think when he hits free agency, he's getting at least $50 million from somebody.
Yeah, someone probably will. So that's why you'd have to do it before.
Yeah.
Now, a smart agent would not allow that to happen, which is why you're in the position you are now. And that's the other thing I'd like to see the Astros still do this offseason, is find one guy on your roster that you believe in and lock them up early.
That's not happening, Joe.
I would pay Cam Smith this offseason still. I'd bet on it. I would do it.
Ooh.
What's it hurt you?
What's the number, though? That's the question.
Well, the kid from the Red Sox got like $180 million for...
Can't go there. He's not worth... I could not go over $100 million. Not right now.
I mean, if they went like...
85?
8 for 100. 9 for 110. Kind of a thing. Like, because even if it blows up in your face, what does it do to you? It does nothing.
It does. You're paying a guy that much money a year to be crap.
Yeah, but like, but they did it with Jose Abreu. It was $40 million.
It's just, I don't know. I think he's going to be a great player still, because I like the mindset. Like, I think he's going to work, and he's going to make it happen. But, man, there were just concerns.
Fair. The fall off is totally, totally
And also expected. I completely expected the fall off.
And I think the pressure, like you said this earlier, the pressure they're putting on him, I think makes sense. I would be shocked if he spends a minute in AAA, though.
I agree.
This season. All right, he's Michael Connor. I'm Joe George. We're broadcasting live from a public boot company. Let's have some Christmas fun here. Real tree, fake tree, and some other questions. We'll get to that next year on ESPN 97.5.